You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. How is everyone holding up? Well, if the answer is anything less than good, guys, you gotta go grab some frozen yogurt or something and then come back because we have a lot to chat about and we gotta have good vibes here. Let's be real. So, you know, if you listen to the first Hollywood drama segment, we did an update on quarantine couples and breakups, and we're going to continue that and talk more about new couples and their status. We need to chat about the most recent tea. And there are some very strange new celebrity couples and developments going on. Get ready. Buckle up, and here we go. This is Hollywood Drama, New Celebrity Couples.
Here we go!
Let's begin with some updates to already established storylines, shall we? As mentioned on our last episode of Hollywood Drama, we chatted a lot about quarantine couples and people like Ashley Benson, who was starting to date G-Eazy. And I'm going to be real, I thought that was going to last maybe a couple weeks, and then headlines were going to break that it was over, but they are still together. Spoiler alert, but it gets better, folks. So G-Eazy's ex Halsey and Ashley Benson's ex Cara Delevingne are apparently now hooking up. But before everyone freaks out, it's casual for now. Or so they say. This has been going on since May, so casual, I don't know about that. They're both in LA. I'm guessing they're bored. There's not a lot to do around here. With the lockdown and those coronavirus numbers rising, that's a completely different subject. But apparently, they are not trying to get tied down either. So when it comes to their exes also being together, apparently on Halsey and Cara's end, there are no hard feelings there. It seems like they're both completely over those relationships. Well, that was a plot twist. Let's take that all in for a second before we move on to another new celebrity couple. So here is another couple you should have on your radar. Francesca Farago from Too Hot to Handle. She's been linked to, you know, a bunch of people since her split from Harry. But I think most of those so-called, you know, connections were just friends. But do I think she legit went on a date with Vinny from Jersey Shore? Yes, I do. And I was here for it for that, what, 20 seconds it lasted? But I guess that ended because now Francesca is officially linked to someone new. And I don't think you're going to expect who this is. Did you watch Emily Maynard's season of The Bachelorette? Yes? No? Okay, well, Francesca is now dating Emily's choice. Yes, the so-called quote-unquote winner of Emily Maynard's season, Jeff. Jeff Holm and Francesca are now together. Obviously, Emily is no longer with Jeff. She has a new husband, kids and all that, so good for her. And Jeff is 36. He's been out of the spotlight for quite a while now, while Francesca, on the other hand, is 26, and it seems like she's just getting started with her career. So, two very separate times of their lives, but hey, they look cute. Let's hope it works out. Similar to Halsey and Cara, the pair are apparently taking things slow. Everyone seems to be taking it slow nowadays, but the two already vacationed together to get away from LA. So it seems like there's something going on there. They're not just, you know, grabbing a coffee and hanging out. They're taking some steamy vacation photos, or the paparazzi are apparently. And to add to this tea, fans think Jeff looks very similar to Harry and is just a rebound for Francesca. Yikes. But speaking of Harry, he's been tied to someone new too. Stassi. Yep, Kylie Jenner's BFF. You guys definitely know her and have seen her all across social media. Giant presence there and on YouTube. Paparazzi have spotted them out to eat plenty recently. And it seems as though the Too Hot to Handle star is completely over the drama with Francesca. I mean, good for them, I guess. In other celebrity couple news, Riverdale star Camila Mendez and Grayson Vaughn went Instagram official quite recently. They were first linked in May, but have been laying low ever since. Seems like they're ready for the public to know now, though, because Camila posted a photo saying something about long-distance relationships, and I think I could speak for the whole Instagram world when I tell you that fans are here for it. Most recently, Jaden Smith and Sophia Richie seem to have gotten close at a beach in Malibu. The two were holding hands and packed on the PDA in the ocean as they, tanned as well. And let me say, I'm kind of shipping this duo, guys. I have a little bone to pick with Scott Disick, and that age gap they had was, well, I have no words. And as a checkup on our already established couples, Ariana Grande is still with Dalton Gomez. They are too cute, you guys, and I am so here for that. Let's just hope an engagement is a little further away than it was with Pete Davidson. Okay, don't kill me for that one. Max Eric and Demi Lovato are engaged. I'm sure you already know that. So happy for them. Really excited to receive my wedding invite. Just kidding. But like Demi, let me know if I can come and I'll pull up. For those of you who love TikTok, well, you should know my opinion by now, but here we go. Noah Beck and Dixie D'Amelio are officially dating. Honestly, I ship that. Noah seems like a sweet guy, and after Dixie's drama with Griffin, well, we won't get into that. And if you're up to date with the TikTok world, I'm sure you know all of the details, more than I probably know. There's also rumors that Little Huddy, or Hoodie as I like to call him, and Charlie may get back together. I don't know, guys. To be completely honest, I ran into them on the beach in Malibu this past weekend, and they were with a bunch of other people. I think they were with like their whole little hype house crew, but there doesn't seem to be any sort of bad blood there. They were talking and coexisting, so never say never, I guess. Guess we'll have to wait and see about that one. So, as a personal life update, I just recently moved to Los Angeles, and I'll be here for a few months. So, please excuse me for keeping up to date with TikTok drama. Honestly, guys, it is very entertaining. Still not a fan of the app, but let a girl live. Well, that's it for this segment of Hollywood drama on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Thank you all for listening and supporting me. I really appreciate every single one of you and hope you're subscribed for more fun content coming soon. I have some reality chat segments, Friday features. There is a lot of stuff in the works. I promise you that. And as always, I have a special message for you. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.